industry, and public health, and by example to teach our concepts of democracy. The notable record of our many charitable and religious organizations who send teachers abroad is a proof of what can be done. Another major part of our effort must be carried out through our great public information channels, newspapers and magazines, radio and motion pictures. We must strive constantly to break down or leap over barriers to free communication wherever they exist. We must make full use of every effective means of communicating information in simple, understandable form to people whose backgrounds and cultures are different from our own. This poses an enormous challenge to groups such as yours, a challenge which can be met only by extraordinary inventiveness and enterprise. I'm confident that the American press can and will make a tremendously useful contribution toward finding new solutions. The government's program for telling the truth about the United States to the peoples of the world also need constant improvement. Our present overseas information and educational exchange program is getting results. For example, the Voice of America has been carrying to people behind the Iron Curtain the true story of world events. It has been so successful that the Soviet government is using a vast amount of costly equipment in an attempt to drown out our broadcasts by jamming. We must devise ways to break through that jamming and get our message across. We must improve and strengthen our whole range of information and educational services. This is not a conclusion reached by government officials alone. We have had the valuable aid of the United States Advisory Commission on Information created by the Congress. Your own society is ably represented on that commission by Mr. Mark Etheridge and Mr. Irwin D. Canham. The members of the commission have given intensive study to the overseas information program and have made repeated recommendations that it be substantially expanded. Similar recommendations for the exchange program have been made by the Advisory Commission on Education, headed by Dr. Harvey Branscombe. I've been glad to see that many members of the Congress have urged an improved and expanded program in these fields, as shown, for example, by the resolution introduced recently by Senator Benton for himself and a number of his colleagues. Because of the pressing need to increase our efforts along this line, I have directed the Secretary of State to plan a strengthened and more effective national effort to use the great power of truth in working for peace. This effort will require the imagination and energies of private individuals and groups throughout the country. We shall need to use fully all the private and governmental means that have proved successful so far, and to discover and employ a great many new ones. Our task is to present the truth to millions of people who are misinformed and unconvinced. Our task is to reach them in their daily lives as they work and learn. We must be alert, ingenious, and diligent in reaching peoples of other countries, wherever their educational and cultural backgrounds may be. Our task is to show them that freedom is the way to economic and social advancement, the way to political independence, the way to strength, happiness, and peace. This task is not separate and distinct from other elements of our foreign policy. It is a necessary part of all we're doing to build a peaceful world. It is as important as armed strength or economic aid. The Marshall Plan, military aid, Point 4, these and other programs depend for their success on the understanding and support of our own citizens and those of other countries. We must make ourselves known as we really are, not as communist propaganda pictures us. We must pool our efforts with those of other free peoples in a sustained, intensified program to promote the cause of freedom against the propaganda of slavery. We must make ourselves heard round the world in a great campaign of truth. We have tremendous advantages in the struggle for men's minds and loyalties. We have truth and freedom on our side. The appeal of free institutions and self-government springs from the deepest and noblest aspirations of mankind. It is based on every man's desire for liberty and opportunity. It is based on every man's wish to be self-reliant and to shape his own destiny. As we go forward with our campaign of truth, we'll make lasting progress toward the kind of world we seek, a world in which men and nations live not as enemies, but as friends and brothers.
You have just heard an address by the President of the United States. Mr. Truman spoke to a meeting of the American Society of Newspaper Editors in Washington, D.C. This transcribed address was presented by the CBS Department of Public Affairs. We return you now to New York.
Our next regularly scheduled program will be heard in approximately 4 minutes. Meanwhile, CBS presents a short interlude of recorded music. Just preceding this musical interlude, you have heard an address by the President of the United States, Harry S. Truman. President Truman spoke at a luncheon of the American Society of Newspaper Editors in the nation's capital.
It's 8 o'clock, BULOVA, Boulevard Watch Time. Time for Howard Anderson to report the news from the WMT News Center for Proska Jewelers of Cedar Rapids and Marion. A delicately carved cameo will delight Mother this Sunday, and Proska Jewelers have many beautiful cameos for you to choose from. See the hand-carved pink shell cameos of traditionally fine Italian craftsmanship. There are cameo pins which can also be worn on a chain as a necklace. There are exquisite cameo earrings, and, of course, many styles of the popular cameo rings. Mother will appreciate your loving thoughtfulness, and she'll wear your gift cameo with enduring pride in your taste. Many of the cameo rings at Proska's are the famous OB brand, which you've seen advertised recently in issues of Life magazine. And any of the cameo jewelry at Proska's would be a distinctive gift for Mother's Day. Some of the cameos are mounted in solid gold, such as the rings, which start as low as $12. There are also gold-plated styles in earrings with imitation stones as low as a dollar a pair. Choose a cameo gift for Mother from the fine selection at Proska Jewelers in Cedar Rapids and Marion. Now here's Howard Anderson with the news. Madam, soak your dishes overnight if you like, but please don't treat your silverware that way. Indeed. No, cut it. No good. Madam, soak your dishes overnight if you like, but please don't treat your everyday silver that way. Instead, get an inexpensive set of stainless steel tableware from Proska Jewelers in Cedar Rapids or Marion. This durable heavyweight tableware doesn't tarnish, it won't rust, it keeps its high polish without special cleaning. The knives are one-piece forged construction, so there's no solder or cement to come loose in water. You can get 6 knives, forks, tablespoons, teaspoons, and soup spoons for only $7.95. That ain't right.